All right, we are here. Welcome, welcome. What a beautiful group of light beings, moving through this time of chaos, moving through the darkness, a time of incredible opportunity to create a new way of being, an incredible opportunity through the chaos of the void, through the emptiness, through the unknown, to generate, to create, to manifest a new dream for yourself and as well for the planet. And one of the most critical pieces of that journey, of this creation of the new, the creation of the foundation of the new world, of the new paradigm, a fourth dimensional, fifth dimensional paradigm, requires an emotional strength and balance. It requires healing that which maintains emotional imbalance. Because the challenges that you're going to meet as you work through and figure out and weave this new reality, this new paradigm for yourself. As you do that, you have to engage with the consensus reality. Indeed, you have to enter consensus reality, not as someone who is living imprisoned within it, but as someone who is bringing to it a new awareness, expanding the box for everyone, bringing something from outside this mainstream consciousness that blindly careens down crazy, distorted and twisted dark paths. You bringing the light, bringing the messages of hope, bringing the ways of doing it, it will require of you tremendous emotional stability, centeredness, groundedness. Because one of the ways that the mainstream reality maintains its influence and its power is that certain people are able to effectively terrorize, threaten, manipulate, control, suppress, damage others, the majority, to maintain their emotions under wrap, to keep themselves hidden, so that they can conform, so that they can be, quote-unquote, relatively safe. So they can play the game. The rules of consensus is that if you are emotional, this is a bad thing. Emotions are not okay. The only ones who can have the total liberty to feel whatever emotion that they wish to feel are those who are in positions of authority, of power, and control. And they can use that as leverage to keep others from expressing who they are, what they are. As spiritual people, you have had to be shunted aside by your consensus, by the mainstream, considered flaky, superficial as far as the world is concerned, space cadets, weirdos. You've been laughed out, ridiculed, humiliated. You've been mistreated, shamed. You've been rejected, abandoned, pushed away. You've had your value removed, if ever indeed it was given to you or allowed of you. And part of this is because what does a spiritual person wish to do with their life? Do they wish to work hard and make lots of money? Generally not. They were willing to do that because that's how they support themselves, and they do like things that money buys. But money itself is not a motivation for a spiritual person. Flow, happiness, abundance, fun. Now those are good motivations for a spiritual person. Creativity, passion, good challenges, good opportunities, good channels for spiritual people. But you've seen what your culture does to people who have lots of creativity. How many people can maintain and retain their creative ability after going through the school system? Hardly anyone. From incredible creativity going into elementary school to virtually no creativity coming out after even 12th grade or high school, or sometimes even worse, out of college, and even worse, out of graduate school. All focused on the mind, not the emotions. Focused on concept, not feeling. All focused on the rules, behavioral rules, institutions that run your culture. Do not support emotion. They do not support feeling. They do not support your connection with yourself. You have to learn it on your own. Emotional training is not included in any curriculum. You have to go get it separately. So those of you to whom the spiritual life is important, find yourselves emotional. You can't help it. It's just part of it. If you have been hurt and wounded, suppressed, and you've shut your emotional body down, to one degree or another, if you've gone numb, if you've made the compensation necessary to become an automaton or to become just a thought person, a concept person with no feeling, then you know when you get on your spiritual path that you have to demobilize. You have to, rather, mobilize your emotional body. You have to open your heart. You have to feel. Because, truly, the critical key is this, is that those who feel, those who know and honor and respect their own emotional nature, who listen to their feelings, who use them without judgment, who refuse to deny what they feel, have a capacity to be empowered, to think for themselves, to operate and function from their inner self with their will. And this is dangerous and challenging to the institutions of society, with their hierarchies, their rules, and their restrictions, and their judgments. That's why no religion, no scientific organization, no educational system, encourages people to feel, because they might become too radical. They might be unmanageable, uncontrollable. So the only way to keep the control, to keep the order, and therefore the false sense of safety for these institutions, for those that run those, is to keep ridiculing those who feel, to keep telling them what you feel is false. Emotions are erroneous. When you're emotional, you're not getting anything. You're not getting the truth. You can't function. You don't have any strength. You don't have any power. And they have lied so much, because it's only when you are in harmony with your emotional body, with the emotions that move through you, that you have power. You cannot have power and suppress your emotions at the same time. Or not true power, anyway. And the true power is the ownership of who you are. So what we're going to do today is we're offering to you the opportunity to take a journey with us, to heal those rejections, to heal those humiliations, as they showed up not only in your professional life, in your social life, in your relationships, but also in your spiritual life. You need to have a sense of harmony and peace within you. And your culture has said that peace is the absence of emotion, and nothing could be further from the truth. You only get peace when you're in harmony, in connection with, and in appreciation of your emotion. By keeping people emotionally suppressed, they are kept in disharmony. It puts you out of balance. And when you're out of balance, you're controllable, because you're not powerful. You're malleable. You can be shaped. When you're a child, you're powerless. What you learn about emotions then is critical. That's where you learn your basic rule about emotions, is that the more emotion that you show, the more displeasure it often brings your parents. If you do something wrong, according to their rules, and they go to punish you, if you get all angry, and you express yourself, and you let your emotions run freely, you may get a double whammy. You may get extra punishment. You learn very soon it's wise to keep it zipped. It's hard to do when you're a child. So what do? You cry. And then boys. Boys are told from the age of, like, from the get-go, big boys don't cry. Emotional suppression starts even earlier, more severely for males than for females. Oh, females, well, you know, they're not as important. They're not going to have to make lots and lots of money. They're not going to be able to rise to the top of society. They're going to be the emotional ones. After all, you know, they're going to be the ones who have babies and all that kind of thing. They'll learn to suppress their emotions soon enough, as soon as they become teenagers. They'll learn that they'll get the social disapproval and they'll be able to shut down. All this is kind of understood. But for boys, you don't cry. You don't do it. You can get angry maybe and act out a little bit. But you don't cry. And you don't really feel. So your energy has to break free in anger. And all right, it's okay, it's good for sometimes for a boy to be angry. Okay. To a certain limit. And then he's chopped down too. There's a little more leeway of that side. But on the other hand, there's much more performance pressure given on the boy. Now, being in the masculine body, the hormones, the masculine hormones are much more geared for energy and action. Feminine hormones are much more geared towards interaction and connection with others. It's just the way the hormones are made. Your society has criticized and judged this and isolated it so that males must be energetic and cannot feel and connect. So they have to isolate. Women cannot do their action side. They must, you know, be nurturing, kind and supportive and all that kind of thing. This is just given to you, dumped on you from the get-go, in your unconscious mind, in places that you don't even consciously access. You don't even see it. You can feel it go in, but you have nothing you can say about it, nothing you can do about it. You emerge out of childhood into adolescence. Finally, being able to live within the narrow parameters that you've got to live in, only to be encountering more hormones and therefore, you know, so much more to deal with emotionally. Now, not just, you know, dance with your parents and, you know, try to get out of things and try to, you know, work around their rules and so forth. Now you've got the whole of society. You've got your peer group. You've got everything. You've got your community. Suppression goes big time. Now, if people understood the nature of emotion, they would understand that if you could have a channel for it, that the pain and the trauma and exclusion and all the peer group crap of adolescence would be far less painful. That there wouldn't be so many people shutting down or acting out or going off the deep end. There'd be a lot more capacity for balance. But society doesn't want people to have an emotional channel. It's again, you would be able, if you had an emotional channel allowed you, you would be able to be empowered and think for yourself. Feel for yourself. Set up your own morality. Set up your own rules based on who you are rather than what you're supposed to be doing. Emotion is an energy. It's energy in motion. Emotion is a form of love. Of course, institutions want to control, harness, and utilize your love. So they're going to get you to shift that energy that comes down into you, works through your chakras, through the astral plane of you, and moves you, motivates you, aligns you, gives you reference points, gives you feedback, gives you messages, all of this wonderful system. They want you to take all that energy and channel it doing something, quote unquote, productive for society, end quote. Let's harness it. Let's harness and use it. In adolescence and adulthood, where do they like to harness it? Sexuality, right? Why are there so many failed relationships? Because your primal power is twisted, distorted. Why are there so many people who can only get turned on by thinking about sex slaves and kinky stuff? Where did their love go? It went down into dark channels, judged. Guilt and shame. Or love, just being open and loving. What happens to people who are open and loving? They're the suckers of the world, right? They're the people who want to trust, who want to care. Okay, you can care. Here, take all this crap from me. Let me dump on you. So, when it comes to working with the consensus and being at peace with the consensus, the spiritual person has no clue. Now, many of you, when you went through childhood and adolescence, knew that you were on a spiritual journey. Many of you did not. Many of you just wondered why in the world was the way it was. Scratching your head, trying to figure out, why is it so harsh? Why is it so cruel? Why is it so unsafe? Deep within yourself, the connection to love, the connection to your divine, holds memories of what it's like on other levels, in other planets, in other places that you have been in your spiritual history, in your not necessary biological history, but your spiritual or psychic history. And you remember being in a society of love and respect. And you don't see it here. And you see that the place where they apply the screw is your emotional body. Where they nail the coffin, nail you into your box. It's the emotions. To open up your box, to open up your freedom to be you, you need emotional healing. Now, we're not saying you haven't done a lot already. When you're on a spiritual journey, you have to do it. It is absolutely of necessity because you're going to encounter, as you get more and more powerful, more and more successful, more and more interactive with those in the mainstream, more and more standing up for yourself and owning your light, you're always going to go to a new or perhaps higher level of emotional balance. And every time you go to a new level, it's useful to do emotional healing from the old level, from the old space. There will come a time where the healing will be effortless. But for a while, it can be a rough journey. So first of all, we would suggest that there are certain steps along the way, certain principles we would suggest that need to be honored in order to heal emotionally. You probably already know these. You probably already have lip service to it. You've probably already even done these. But every time you go to a new level, every time you get a challenge from a new expansion, and dear ones, you do expand. You have to. It's a dynamic. You can't help it. You grow because the divine in you is about learning and growing and creating and playing and discovering and celebrating. That's the divine part of you. Passion, excitement, love. And so you can't help it. You're going to continuously break old boxes of old limitations, old matrices of dynamics to go into new levels. And every time you break into a new level, there's something to heal. So don't judge yourselves, dear one, because you're breaking into new levels so fast sometimes that you're absolutely flabbergasted, just awed, in amazement at how much more there is to heal. It's not that you haven't been healing, but it's that every time you grow, you're healing on a greater level. You're coming to a new greater level of balance, a new greater level of strength and centeredness, integrating more love into your nature, more power in your actions and choices. And as you spiritual, on a mission to be part of a great consciousness shift that's going on, that you are part of the creation of and co-creation of, are not only healing yourself, but you're healing the paradigm and creating a template for those in the consensus who wander blindly in the darkness, who are living in their suppressed selves, who are the couched potatoes going numb in front of the TV set, or playing some of those very complex virtual reality games in the computer, where you can live vicariously. You can hide. All those people hiding out there, not feeling safe to feel, not feeling safe to love, to receive love, to give love. It's a challenge for them. So here you are on your spiritual mission, on the journey that you have chosen out of your level of evolution, out of your power and your light, choosing to become powerless and to come into the darkness and to find the way back home and there to lead others, to be the light for others. So it seems to be given to you, the commission, to do more emotional work. And what is one of the most fun things a spiritually oriented person can do for a livelihood? Have you noticed how many are into coaching? Into sharing their wisdom? Into bringing people along? Come on, come on. Heal, grow, expand. There's light and love. The encouragement of others. But as one point we said in laughingly in the past, why isn't there a culture, a full culture, a full society of all spiritual people? And the joke is that you're going to have a whole town full of spiritual coaches, but you won't have any auto mechanics. Or maybe you won't have any hardware store owners, you know? Because your passion isn't cars, and your passion isn't this or that. It is, and maybe a creative outlet for you. But your passion is consciousness. So whatever you do in the world, whatever job you hold, whatever work that you do, underneath it all is a healing energy. What is healing? Healing is the holding of a very high resonance of love. So that those, the healee, who is holding a lower resonance. And what is a lower resonance comprised of? Self-judgment, sense of limitation, emotional pain, a personal story or a personal history of pain, so therefore expectation of more emotional problems, being stuck in that box, lower frequency, that the higher frequency of love cajoles, seduces, encourages, and eventually uplifts the frequency. Come up here, experience this. And as that lower energy lifts, the frequencies, the vibrations lift to the higher level of love, the limitations dissolve, they drop off, and healing is done. So today we're going to hold a very high level of love resonance for you. You have it naturally within yourself. And many times you have to do it for others. You have to hold a resonance for others. Sometimes this is hard work. But we wish to hold that higher resonance for you. So that anywhere that you might have a gap between where you are and where you would like to be emotionally empowered, free, loving, safe, you can lift. Okay. All right, so let's just begin with a little process. Huh? So just, you know, put your things down. This is not any real heavy duty meditation. We're not going to do any major ritual. We're just going to tune into you all individually. To you listening to us. And we're going to hold a resonance for you, and we're just going to get you anchored into yours and get you started on the lift. So let yourself just close your eyes and relax a bit, but stay balanced. Stay in a position that you can stay for the longest period of time without moving. Just let your body know that you're going to take a short journey and it's going to be perfectly safe and comfortable as you can get it. And you'll be back with more love for it shortly. And as you have closed your eyes, it's like drawing a curtain of privacy around you, around yourself, safely, in a sense, cocooning you within. So often in your life, your safety has required hiding your light, hiding yourself. But also going within and, in a sense, putting this blanket around you. It's also the opportunity for you to be in love with yourself, to be present and loving to your body, physical body, to your emotional body, all your feelings, all the reflections and energies that are there, your mental body, the thoughts, the concepts, the beliefs, and your psychic or spiritual body, your connection to that which is beyond. So just let yourself center now to the extent that you do, the way that you do it, to come into your center, to be present with yourself, to be quiet with yourself as if you're the only person for miles. Just have that sense of being fully with yourself. Oh yes, there are going to be sounds from outside the room or other sounds that may seem to be distracting. Just realize that you are centering within yourself. And utilize these sounds out there to create even a sense of more distance or more space between you and the craziness of the world out there. To feel even more centered in yourself. Now notice that as you go into your center, where do you go? Is there a place in your body? A place in your consciousness? Where is your center? And how do you find it? You may find it by sensing it. You see, sensing is also part of feeling, which is part of emotion. So just sense it. Intuitionally. Your intuition comes from emotion. So just sense it. That center point. Go to that center point. Yeah, you may feel that there's a column within you. Yeah, that is centering. But within that column, perhaps, there is a place that feels more like home, a place where you can put your consciousness to sit, to be. And so let yourself just place yourself there. And let this place be smaller and smaller. Let it be more concentrated. See if you can focus on this place. See if you can find a point. It may be a spot, it may be a room or a small little space. But shrink it in a sense. Let yourself go even smaller. Just feel all your consciousness from all over your physical body, all your consciousness from your emotional, mental, and spiritual. Just pull gently all that consciousness into this point. Just sense you're pulling all your sensory currents, all your awareness, just kind of bring it to this point. Feeling the world go further and further away, and you go deeper and deeper within the essence and the mystery of yourself. A point that is unique to you, concentrated more and more, and become like an atom. A point that perhaps could not be scientifically measured, but a point of consciousness. Be in that point. It is a point of light. It is your spark. The spark of consciousness that you are. You may not think you're doing it perfectly, But let go of any evaluations. Just do it to what extent you can. And just keep making it smaller and more concentrated. And in that light, to feel the full intensity of the light that you are. Feel the intensity of your light. It's brilliant. It's intense. Yes. It may pulse and vibrate. There may be a flow of energy with it. There is a flow of energy with it. There's a sense of self moving on a journey through the darkness. You, this point of light in the darkness. Now this darkness today is safe. It's nurturing. Energetically, it's peaceful and quiet. So let yourself just feel comfortable and safe in the darkness, being this point of light. There's nothing you have to do. You don't have to go out and rescue the world. You don't have to shine your light. You don't have to be really huge and big. You can be in your core, in your spark. There we go. And while you're in your spark, you do notice above you a starry sky of other sparks of light, other points of light, like yourself. You're in the midst of this starry sky, it's all around you. Hundreds and thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of stars. Points of light, all consciousnesses around you. Dear one, you're not alone. You're part of a matrix of light, chosen before this lifetime. This is your group. We are part of it. And for that, we are grateful. So let these points of light around you, let some of them send a beam of light to you. Let yourself feel connected and connected to each one of these several lights. And notice in the starry sky that other groups of stars come together and form, put their lights together into one point. Here, over there. And there are certain bright points of light. And there is one above you, a very bright point of light. That is the way we show. And we're going to send a beam of light from all of us down to you. We're going to send this beam of light down in your favorite color. A color that is unique to you. A color that feels really, really good to you. Your color. Your vibration. We're going to come and touch your vibration now. This beam of light coming and surrounding you, the spark. At the center, the core, the center of the wheel, spokes of light coming from out there to you. Let us ramp up your light, and let all of those who are part of your network sending you light, let yourself receive that. Let yourself allow that in. Because when you're here, light is love, and love is light. The divine is love. And it manifests and flows through light. And let there be light. And here you are. Not just your network, but our network as well, infusing you with light. And as we do that, let yourself let go now of any stress, any issue, any emotional debris that's ready to go. Anything you're working on right now, anything that you're up against, just start letting it go now. The healing can begin now. As we infuse you with light, infusing you with love, total, unconditional, accepting love. Oh yes, if we were human and a person trying to make their way in the world, we could possibly criticize you, we could possibly judge you, but we're not that. What we see of you is your divine. We see of you the incredible amount of love, creativity, majesty, power, wisdom. We see the incredible amount of consciousness that you have brought here to this life. That you have not yet even begun to acknowledge. Some of it is so much. So let us acknowledge it. Let us see it in you. And let us surround you in our shimmer. In your favorite color, in your beautiful life and light, your spiritual color. Don't judge. You might be surprised at what your soul color or your spirit color may turn out to be. You might think it was your favorite color, but it isn't. You might think it's supposed to be, but it isn't. Just let it be something exquisite and perfect for you. Now we know there are many colors around you, but one is what we would call your home color right now. Let yourself just bathe in it. Filled in this color is love for you, the unique individual that you are. The spark that you are. And we will wash away. We'll begin the dismantling, the unwinding of any pain, wound, hurt, stress, pressure, twist, or warp of your emotional body that you choose to let us have. or just let us have whatever, even if you don't know exactly all the details. Just start letting it go now. Let us begin this healing. Pull some stuff out of you. Just know that you're safe. Know that what we're going to take out of you is nothing you really want to keep. Okay? Because you've lifted stuff. We've lifted stuff out of you. Now we're willing to take it, and we're going to disperse it on a vortex into light. At the count of three, we're going to pull. Just let as much go as is comfortable for you. One, two, three. Alright, just focus on your light, the spark that you are, the color that you are. And now let yourself send out a beam above and below, below to the earth, the beautiful earth you came to, the earth you loved before you came into body. You saw it. What a jewel. What a beautiful, beautiful place. What a beautiful sight for a grand adventure of consciousness. A beam of light down into the earth now, deep into the earth, to the heart of the mother of your body, the mother of your physicality, the mother of the physical. And connect to her love. It's way down there, way deep inside. Down, 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 deep in the core, in her core, a core of light. It may be sensed as kind of reddish orange. A light of great beauty and warmth and compassion and nurturing and support. The qualities of Divine Mother. Let her send her light to you, her love back up to you, and let it come back up to the spark that you are. Let yourself receive it, the love of Mother Earth. You love her. She loves you. She is grateful for you, and you are grateful for her. Just let that integrate into your spark, into your divine piece of light that you are. Know that you are loved and supported beyond measure. You're valued. You're cared about so much more than you could possibly know. Having made the choice to become physical and shut out some of your perception, some of that, the shutdown of your emotional body. And as you heal your emotional body, your perceptions open up to the love that's there. More and more, you're opening up to more love, more support, more acknowledgement of your light. And that beam that goes above you, that beam that goes up to that part of you that is God, Goddess, all that is, to the divine, to what you perceive as the ground of being, Godhead, the essential spirit, soul, essence of spirituality that's beyond all the physical planes, physical, astral, mental, and supercausal, on to the fifth plane of pure spirit, spiritual consciousness, and beyond. The ineffable, the inexplainable, the indefinable. And let that light, filled with consciousness much greater than yours, to allow that to love you back, to accept you, to love you unconditionally. Just imagine. Come on, just stretch it even more. How much can you stretch your imagination, fifth dimension, to bring into your life in physical plane reality, fifth through the fourth, into the third dimension, this divine love, total, unconditional acceptance. We dance with you and the divine. Indeed, you are really one. In order to receive, you must create a receiver and a giver. Part of the play, part of the dance. Let yourself be the receiver of this love and be the giver to the divine as well. God, Goddess, all that is grateful for you, appreciates you, totally accepts who you are, the way you are, with no conditions. You, grateful for God, Goddess, all that is, to be there always to heal you, always to lift you, always calling you to your highest and greatest self, always calling you home to the love, abundance beyond measure. Grounded now you are above and below. And so let the spark of consciousness that you are, this incredibly focused, brilliant, powerful spark, expand back out now. Expand its boundaries. Maintain its brilliance. But just grow larger now. That's it. Come on, just imagine it. We're going to kind of ooch you a bit. Expand your light. Expand yourself. Expand your light to beyond the boundaries of your physical body, beyond the boundaries of this location, this room in which you sit, beyond the city, the state, the country, expand your light. Expand your light to include the world within you, within your light, is this planet. See this beautiful blue planet within you. See it as if you were, whatever sex you are, doesn't matter. See it as if you are pregnant with it, as if you carry it psychically within you, in your belly. See the beautiful being that it is. Know you're going to give birth to a new world. See its pain. See its trauma and its suffering. Feel love and compassion for this planet, for this world, the suffering of the people on it, the suffering that the people of this planet have brought upon the environment, upon the plants, the animals. The emotional pain. Feel the compassion for this whole planet. It is within you. It is not too big for you. Because you are the creator of the new world. Hold this planet within you and give it your love and lift it. Let it begin healing too with you. You as the divine within you, the unique you, unconditionally accepting yourself now. Owning your brilliance now. Owning your power, your creativity, your wisdom now. Now love this planet. Until start lifting it. Just wrap it in light within you. Hold it close. Perhaps like a newborn baby, to hold it nurturingly. And love it. And begin to lift the pain off of it. This will not hurt you. Why? Because you're holding the resonance much higher. And you're not going to go down to the earth's resonance. You're holding the frequencies up here, where you are. The light being that you are. Do not let yourself fall down to the earth's level. Hold it. Hold your power. Hold your light. You are a divine being on a mission of consciousness. Hold that thought. Hold the feeling there. And lift the planet's energy. Just start healing it with love. And watch. Watch it become brighter in your arms, in your belly. Watch it become brighter. Watch this planet begin to heal, to lift its vibration. Let us help you. You don't have to do this all alone, you know. And we're going to take some of that darker energy of the planet. We're going to take it and spin it out in the vortex and back into the light from whence it came. Here we go. 1, 2, and 3. And now you, with us, you'll breathe in, and then you'll breathe out the pain of the planet into the vortex that you're a part of, in the midst of. Here we go. In breath. Pulling the darkness of the planet into you and up, and then out. All right, so now let yourself just kind of float in yourself. Float in your being. Know that the work has begun on yet a new level for yourself. Any time that you do this, you can activate a new level of healing. And it's relatively painless. So gently now let yourself, holding this sense of power, holding this resonance, to come back. Come back in your awareness to your body. Bringing this love to your body, bringing this acceptance to your body, to every part of your body, to every cell of your body, to let your body know it's okay, that you love it. Because your body has carried pain for you. It has carried judgments for you too. Judgments when you look in the mirror as to whether your weight is perfect or whether your features are perfect or whether you look too old or too whatever. All those judgments, let them go now if there's anything left. And just tell the body how much you love it right now. Just let your body know. Look, body, I love you. I accept you. You're my partner in my divine mission. We work together, you and I. We love each other, you and I. We work as one. We work as one. And as I accept and love myself unconditionally, I accept and love you unconditionally. So if you have any judgments you've been holding about your body, gotta let them go now. Can't hold on anymore. You're bringing a huge light being here, you. Ramped up, healing, energizing, more expansive than before. You're bringing it back into a body. It's going to initiate healing of your body. It cannot but help but do that. It's a frequency thing. You're not going to go take your frequency down to where you've left the dark stuff in your body. You're going to hold the light now, the presence of you, and let your body begin to tune up now. Tune up to you. Just let the body frequencies, every cell of the body, start tuning up to you. Let it start lifting to you. And that lifting process will continue throughout this day. You have begun. Let yourself now come back to the original center before you began to concentrate it. Expand your awareness out into your energy field as you sit here listening to us. And gently and easily and comfortably open your eyes. Part the curtains now. Come back out of your special place. We have a lot of healing to do, but it has begun. How are you feeling? You look pretty good. You accepted a lot of work on you. You accepted a lot of light. You let go of a whole bunch of crap. And your energy is in motion now. Your emotional bodies are open. Kind of sense that. Now, we want to emphasize this is a safe place to feel. To feel whatever you need to feel. Because what's going to come up now that we've opened the doors and opened the gates is part of the detox, part of the cleansing, part of the purification. Normally, purification and detoxing and cleansing is a very unpleasant process. But it's only unpleasant because in your culture, it's so judged. Because it makes you look at something unpleasant. As if that in and of itself is a bad thing. But from a place of power, when you see something unpleasant within you, within your body, within your emotional body, within your thoughts, it gives you an incredible consciousness opportunity to utilize the message, to utilize the information, to love yourself more. We emphasize that. To love yourself more. The consensus says, oh, if you feel bad stuff, you're supposed to judge yourself and get rid of it. In other words, you're supposed to love yourself less. Maybe punish yourself. Maybe make life harder for yourself. Shape yourself up. Toughen yourself up. Come on, boot camp time. But you're creating a spiritual path of love. Therefore, don't boot camp yourself. Ever. You're done with that. It's not about push, drive, and how much you can do. It's about what resonance you hold and how much love you hold for yourself. You have so much support. And right now, today, here, allow the safety of those feelings. No judgment, just let them come up when they need to. Now, don't express them like a child. How do children express emotions? They get all weird and they cannot channel their emotions. It just comes out in a wail or whatever. That's not going to be useful. Okay? If you want to go and do some therapy and do some primal scream and find some therapist who will listen to you while you cry on their shoulder, you can do the child thing. And you don't want to do the adolescent thing, which is, as your emotions come up, to censor them, to analyze them, to get frustrated and annoyed, oh gosh, I still have this thing. I shouldn't be feeling that right now. Or going, as we were saying, analytical, trying to shift it into mind. Okay, we're going to figure it out. We're going to get mental on it. We're going to put it in little categories. We're going to, you know, we're going to line it all up and figure it all out and have little steps and organize it. And we're going to have it in order now. That's adolescent and also some young adult. Don't go there either. But when the emotions come up, let yourself, from a place of caring, as if these emotions are coming up from someone that you love so deeply, so profoundly, you have total empathy and compassion and support and love for them. Let these emotions come up within you in that context as well. Just let them be there. They are your messengers. They have messages. They have your wisdom. And they have some of your power. They hold, twisted, some of your light. They are valuable. They are your capacity to figure out the contexts of things, the references to things, the understanding. You cannot understand anything unless you can feel. If you try to understand without feeling, you simply analyze and dissociate. And some of you went through the old school of metaphysics, which is the school of positive thinking, which was basically an emotional suppression system, where you judged your emotions and had to think positive. Let's do affirmations all day. If we do affirmations all day, eventually the evil will be transcended. We'll just shout it out of existence. Shout it down, those dark emotions, negativity, creepy stuff. You see, all that did was to create misunderstanding. Yeah, understanding of a certain level, but with it came a tremendous ego issue. Mind and thoughts are so much better than emotions. The spirit, the spirituality is so beautiful and it's ethereal and it's up there, you know, the angels on the clouds and stuff. It's not this physical crap. Physicality and sensuality, oh, even worse. Oh, that's evil. That's a sin. That takes you away from your spirituality. To enjoy your body. No, 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 no. You fall for the seduction of the senses. You're going to lose it. That's not spiritual. That's materialistic. You're lost in Maya, the illusion. Well, yeah, if you're not conscious, yeah, you can get lost there. You have been when you were not conscious, when you were not empowered, when you had no clue who you were. Yes. But when you are loving, conscious, empowered, and willing to love yourself more and open to what you feel, to open to divine love, you can be as sensual as you like. And it's not only not a detriment to your homeward journey, it can be an asset. You will know the context. If you're doing something sensual, if you're doing something physical as a way of avoiding something spiritual, or as we're going to get into later, to fill a hole, to fill an emotional need, to feel an emptiness. You'll know. And as the spiritual adult that you are, you can get the message and you can heal. And later on, we're going to work with energies that are part of the coping strategies of emotional suppression. Attention deficit disorder, obsessive compulsion, codependency, addiction, and things that are generally not looked at in society, self-suppression, the hiding, the shame, and all the compensation structures related to that, that keep your emotional wounds, keep your emotions dark and twisted and judged, keep them in place there. The freeing has begun, and you are ready. We're going to take a break now, a break of 15, 20 minutes. So let you yourself kind of, you know, shift with your energy and kind of be in your physical, maybe get up, walk around a little bit, maybe go to the bathroom, have a little nibble, whatever you need to do. And just be aware of the openness now of your emotional body. Just pay attention to it. There's no response required at this point yet. It's coming. But just be aware, all right? Just to kind of enjoy the safety of just being yourself. This is an atmosphere that is sacred, accepting, loving. You're safe here. And let this safety that you feel within yourself extend to everyone else. Let them be safe. And let them let you be safe. And when you talk with someone, and we encourage you to socialize and have a good time, when you talk with someone, don't talk about your story. Don't talk about your past. Stay present. If you want to talk about future things that you have on the burner or something, great. But don't talk about what has been. Even if it was only yesterday. Just let that be out there for a while in the world. Just let it stay out there. Because whatever emotion that comes from all these things that you've experienced in the recent, even the distant past, they're beginning to unwind now. And you don't want to go back and tell anyone your story because that's going to nail the stuff back in. So stay out of the past today, okay? If you meet somebody, say, hey, what are you up to? Not, oh, who are you based on where you've been and where'd you grow up and what have you been doing and, you know, that kind of thing. Let it go for right now, okay? So 15 or 20 minutes, Daniel will ring the bell. We'll be back with you, dear ones. Farewell for now.